Today's daf is daf ayin aleph. So we got to four lines down from the top. It says ika de masni la lahad Rav Huna ahad de tani Rav Yosef. Others have the statement of Rav Huna, which is commenting on a statement of Rav Yosef, which is what the Braisa tells us: im kesef tilva esami esani imach. If a person lends money out to Ami, to my nation, an ani imach, an ani, a poor person who's with you. So the Gemara darshins wasn't mean Ami. So the Gemara explained, if it's the Ami, the Nachri, if you have the option of giving to a member of Ami Yisrael versus a Nachri. So then Ami Kodim, my Am, comes first, Hashem's telling us in the Pasuk. If it's Ani v'Ashir, Ani Kodim, if you have the option, two people need to be loaned money, an Ani and Ashir, you should give the Ani first. Now, by the way, this indicates that there is some mitzvah of giving a halva to even an usher. Even if an usher needs money, there's some mitzvah of halva there to loan him money. But of course, if there are options in ani versus usher, and you only have enough to give one of them, you should certainly give the ani first. Let's say it's kodem, rather, aniecha, vania ircha. Who comes first? Let's say your aniim versus the aniim of the city. Aniecha kodem, your aniim come first. Now, what's aniecha? What's considered your aniim? So the Gemara says, rather Rashi says, two narrow lines down, aniecha v'ani ircha, aniyim shehem krovim u'mishpatecha. If you have relatives who are aniyim, they come prior to the aniyim of your city. So then the Gemara says, ani ircha v'ani ir acheres. Let's say you're aniyim of your city versus aniyim from another city. So ani ircha kodmin, your city comes first. So the Gemara says, Amar, by the this Gemara doesn't say here, but I think it's above Basra where it says, talks about Yushalayim in particular, Ani of Yushalayim versus Anim of Ir Acheres, Ani Yushalayim come first. So now a lot of the Anim will come around and say, the Gemara says, and the Halach and Shulchan Aruch says, Ani Yushalayim come first. So they give me before you give the people of your city. It's not true. Ani Ircha comes before Ani Yushalayim. Certainly. But if it comes to another city versus Yushalayim, then Yushalayim has Kedimus. But Yushalayim does not have Kedimus to the aniyim of your own city. So fine. Then the Gemara says, Amar Mar, Ami v'Nachri, Ami Kodem. If it's a member of Ami Yisrael versus Nachri, so the Gemara said that Ami Kodem, that you give Ami Yisrael first. Pshita, it's very obvious. Who would think otherwise? So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Li, Huna, Lo Nitzcha, Da'afilu Nachri, Beribis, Li Yisrael Bechinim. One would think, since you're allowed to lend money to a Nachri, Beribis, so then maybe you should be able to make some money off, some profit and revenue off of giving to Nachri than giving a free loan to Yisrael, since you're not making any money. So Kamashulan, even though you're not going to be making any money, it's better for you to give a Yid than it is to give money to a Nachri, Beribis. Okay. Now I looked yesterday, we discussed at the end of yesterday's daf about lending out Nachri money to a Nachri, Beribis. So the Gemara ended up saying you're only allowed to get it if it's Kedei Chayev. Only if it's enough for, but more than that, you're not allowed to. So I saw actually in the bottom, we missed this toast in the bottom of Ayin Rebbe's. He says now, since it's a Machum Eifshar, since it's impossible, what was the reason why only a Talmud Chacham is allowed to lend money Beribis? Because he's not going to learn from Ma'isav, but people who's not a Talmud Chacham are going to learn from their ways, so we don't want them to be involved in lending Ribis in Am Ha'aretz. The toast is quotes Rabbeinu Tam down here that we deal with them all the time. Lav Dafka lending Beribis, but all types of business we're dealing with Nachum. So he says, once we allow them to deal in business in other areas with Nachum, so too we allow them, even in Am Haaretz, to lend Beribis to Nachri as well, because otherwise it's Eifshar, it's impossible to deal with them, to have business without to dealing with the Goyim in general. So that's the Heter for lending money to a Nachri, Beribis. Okay. The Gemara now continues to say, Tanya, the Braisa says, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Va Ureish Simios Enayim Shal Mali Ribis. Look how powerful, how blinding it is, those who lend money Beribis. Why? Adam Kari L'Chaver Rasha. A guy calls you a Rasha, you get so insulted, Yorid Imo L'Chayev. You're willing to go down to his life. What does that mean? So look what Rashi says around five narrow lines down. Yorid Imo L'Chayev. Ragil is Kotet Imo, Ki'ilu Hakeo V'Kilu Balahargo. You insult a guy, you start attacking him as if he hit you, as if he killed you. That's how insulted you are. So you're willing to fight him to the death. Vanishimati, Rashi heard another pshat of this. Yared Imo L'Chayev means Rashai Liyared L'Toch Umnaso. You're allowed to actually enter into his field, Shel Chavero, into his industry. Ulamayit Mezonosav Shel Chavero. You could actually start, you know, breaking down his windows, his glass door, you know, his glass front windows of the stores and ruin his parnasa. That's what he heard pshat was, that you're permitted to do this. And Rashi obviously says, V'kasha Be'enai Shiatu Chacham L'Yisrael Hinakim Ligvel Ra. Unlikely that Chacham would permit a person to take such revenge. So it's not that you're allowed to do this, but that's how people's nature are. When they get so insulted, they're willing to fight the guy to the death. So that's when it happens to a person calling you a Rasha. But in contrast to that, the Gemara says now, V'heim, when it comes to people who are borrowing and lending ribbis, Mivin Adim, they bring Adim, Ulivlar, Vilkolmos, they bring a sofer, they bring the ink, the dio, and the pen, the Kosman, they write and they sign Ploni Zek Kafar Belokay Yisrael. In essence, when they form a document that says that this person is lending Beribis, they're violating an Issa Deraisa, they've been Kofar Beisrael, Belokay Yisrael, and he doesn't get upset. And nothing, they're completely blinded by what they're doing, they think is okay. When the guy calls you a Rasha, that's when you start getting all excited. When it comes to the Kavod Shemayim, then no one really cares. That's how blinding Malvei Ribbis is. Okay, then the Gemara says, Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Kol Mishi Yeshla Mausu Malvel Sam Shlob Ribbis. Person who has money and lends them without taking interest, Alava Kasav Omer, about this person, it says the Pasuk in Tillim, Kaspa Lo Nasa Bishneshech, his Kasav he didn't give Bishneshech, Vishokhad Al Naki Lo Lakach, he did not take bribes. Osa Elo Lo Yimol Liyolim. Person who does this and follows in the proper way, then Lo Yimol Liyolim, he will never lose out his parnasa. It will always stay well. So Halamah, do we learn from here? The opposite. Shekol Hamal Viberibis, anyone who does lend in uninterest, Nichasav Mismotadim, his property, his value, his money will be diminished. So the Gemara says, Vahaka Chazina and Delo, Mosvina Beribis, Vikav Mismotadim. We see people who are not lending Beribis, and they are losing their property. They are losing their parnasa. So we say that according to this Gemara, it sounds like the only way a person really loses his parnasa is if he lends Beribis. The guy who doesn't lend Beribis, his money will be protected. How can we see all the time people who are not lending Beribis and yet they're still losing their money? So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Halalu Mismotedim Ve'olin, V'Halalu Mismotedim Ve'in Olim. The people who are lending Beribis, they lose their money and forever. Ve'in Olim, they never come back from it. But those who are not lending Beribis, even though the mismotim, it's only temporarily, eventually, if they're going to come back up. It's going to be up and down, like the stock market. The person who lends Beribis, they're going to be mismotitin ve'enim olim. So then the Gemara quotes a pasuk that appears in Habakkuk, Lama tabit bogdim. Why, he's complaining to Hashem, why are you tabit, why are you looking at the bogdim, those people who rebel? Tachrish, you should, and stay, why are you staying silent? Kibbalah rasha tzadkim menu. Why do you, Hashem, allow it, a rasha, to swallow, to take over a tzaddik, someone who's greater than them? So, Amar Rav Huna, tzaddik mimenu boleya, tzaddik gamar eina boleya. Now, only a tzaddik mimenu, a person who's greater than the Rasha, not that he's great himself, but just relative to Rasha is he great, he's only tzaddik mimenu, that Akash Baruch Hu allows the Rasha to be boleya, such a person, and stay silent. But when it comes to a tzaddik gamar eina boleya, Akash Baruch Hu does not allow a Rasha to boleya him. So just look what this, how this is fitting in the Gemara here. So look at Rashi says, Tzadik Gomor Eino Balea, V'yafa Pi Shenis Mispotet Ola Ve'eno Nivla Liyolam. Even though you might see that sometimes a Rashi is going to absorb, swallow up, and destroy a Tzadik Gomor HaKadosh Baruch Hu eventually will help bring him back up. It's only temporarily that he's being swallowed up. That's how it fits into this Gemara. Now the Gemara says, the last in our line down here, Tani Rebbe Omer Ger Tzadik Ha'amor Le'inin Mechira. The Ger Tzedek that's spoken of in the world of Mechir, we'll explain what that means in a second. The Ger Toshav Ha'amur Linin Ribbis, and a Ger Tzedek means a Ger, a convert. A Ger Toshav is typically a Ben Noach who takes upon himself not to worship Avodah Zarah. So a Ger Tzedek that's mentioned, the Gabe Mechira, the Ger Toshav Ha'amur Linin Ribbis, Eini Odeya Mahu. I don't know what this refers to, so let's see. Ger Tzedek Ha'amur Linin Mechira. So Ger Tzedek that speaks of the guarding Mechira is with the Pasuk tells us, V'chiyamuch achicha imach, if a brother of yours, imach of Yid, who's very poor, v'nimkar lach, and he sells himself to you, v'lo lecha elo leger, lecha means a ger, referring to a ger, so he sells himself to a Ger Tzedek, shenemar leger, v'lo leger Tzedek elo Ger Toshav, he doesn't sell himself to a Ger Toshav, rather to a Ger Tzedek, he rather sells himself to a Ger Toshav, shenemar leger Toshav, then he's going to sell himself not only to a Ger Toshav, but then he's going to sell himself to a Nachri, a person who does not take upon himself to do Avodah Zarah. Eventually, this person is going to sell himself to actual Avodah Zarah. So this is talking about the whole course of events here that take place. When a person gets so poor, he continues to sell himself first to a Ger Tzedek, then their Ger Toshav, then to a Nachri, then eventually to the actual Avodah Zarah. Now, Rashi tells us the context here. Look at Rashi, Lo Lecha Ela Lager. Rashi says, La'el Kavi, it's referring to the discussion above in the Pesukim. Reisha the Brisa b'Masachas Erechin Ba'al Rei Kama Kasha Avakasha Shviyas. A person who's involved in Isser during Shemitah year, Adam Nosim Nosim B'Peres Shviyas. A person's buying and selling Peres Shviyas, which is Aser. Sof Mocher Metaltov. Eventually, he's going to sell his property. Eventually, he's going to sell himself to a Ger Tzedek, to a Ger Toshav, to a Nachin, and eventually to the actual Avodah Zarah, which Rashi means, says, Nimcha Lavodas Kochavim, Lachtov Eitim Lishov Mayim, to start chopping the wood and drawing the water to serve the priests of the Avodah Zarah. So that's what this Raisa is referring to here. Then the Gemara says, Amar Mar, Vlo Lecha Elo Lager. So we say that when it says Lecha, Lecha refers to a Ger, Shinemar Lager, because the Pasuk later on talks about a Ger. So Lameimra is this to say, De Ger Kanei Evid Ivri? That means we're talking about a Yid who sells himself. That means he's an Evid Ivri. He's selling himself as an Evid. So does that mean a Ger can be Kona in Evid Ivri? We're admitting the Gemara says that we have elsewhere. The Gemara's Kedushin tell us that Ein HaGer Nikna Be'Evid Ivri. You cannot, a Ger cannot become an Evid Ivri. He can't sell himself as an Evid Ivri. And the flip side, Vein Isha V'Ger Konim Evid Ivri. And a woman and a Ger cannot own an Evid Ivri. So how can the Pasuk above say that a person can sell himself to an Evid Ivri, to a Ger? An Evid Ivri is not allowed to be sold to a Ger. So the Gemara says, again, Ger Konim Evid Ivri. Vein Isha V'Ger Konim Evid Ivri. So Ger Logan Nikna Be'Evid Ivri. I understand why Ger himself cannot become an Evid Ivri. V'Shav El Mishpachta, the Pasuk says, Ba'inan V'Haleka. He doesn't have a Mishpacha to return back to. So the Gzeres HaKasav, only an Evid Ivri who is returned back to his Mishpacha can be an Evid Ivri. Since a Ger doesn't have a Mishpacha, he cannot be an Evid Ivri. And V'Ein Isha V'Ger Konim Evid Ivri. I understand why an Isha Lav Arach Ara, it's not appropriate for a woman to buy herself a man, an Evid Ivri to work for her. So that's inappropriate, so that's why she's not allowed to. Ger Nami, we understand also why a Ger cannot be Kona in Evid Ivri. Why? Because we have this Klal. Gimiri, we have such a mesora. Whenever the word Gimiri is a certain tradition we have, demakni kani, delo makni lo kani. Only the person who can himself sell himself to be an Evid Ivri, can he be Kona in Evid Ivri. But since a Ger cannot be sold as an Evid Ivri, he cannot be Kona in Evid Ivri either. So we see here clearly that a Ger cannot buy an Evid Ivri. So how come above when we said, we're referring to a person selling himself as an Evid Ivri to a Ger? It can't be. So comes along Amr of Nachman Bar Yitzchak Eino Kone V'Dino Ki Yisrael. He can't acquire a Ger cannot acquire a Evid Ivri to have the same din as Yisrael. Aval Kone V'Dino Ki Nachi. He can be Kone an Evid Ivri having the din of a Nachi. What does that mean? Desani, the Baraita tells us Hanirza V'Nimchar L'Nachri Eino Over Losa Ben Losa Bas. A person who's a Nirza or sells himself to an Nachri, as an Evid Ivri to a Nachri. The lach is that he's allowed to be acquired by Nachri. He just can't, when the owner dies, it's not passed on to the children. It doesn't continue. So in general, when Evid Ivri goes to an Adam, the Adam dies, then the children are Yorish at Evid Ivri. But if an Evid Ivri is owned by a Ger, so when the Ger dies, the Evid Ivri, the Abdus, is over, it does not pass on to the children of the Ger.
So it's odd that he's able to sell himself to a Nachri, because how is he able to do his mitzvahs as a... It's an Evid Ivri. It's like a strange thing.
Why can he not do that?
You'd think the Nachri wouldn't allow him to.
That could be a practical thing, just but halachically, assuming that he's allowed to, then he continues to give it. It might be difficult for him, but same you can say with anything else. A person works for an employer who doesn't let him keep Shabbos, it makes it difficult, okay. But he did Evid Ivri, but the Evid Ivri, I think we're talking about a Ger, Mestama Nachri, who's living within our confines, but I'm not sure exactly.
Do we have a Ger Toshav? It's distinct from a Ger Toshav. It's not.
Yeah, it's referring to any Nachri. Nachri doesn't mean a Ger Toshav per se. Nachri just a Ben Nach who doesn't necessarily keep all the halakas.
We have a concept in Gittin about if someone tries to sell his Eved to a guy because he's going to cause him not to do mitzvah, something about him going free. So it's along those lines. The exact Gemara. Gemara brings this concern that it's raising about. Since the guy's not going to let him do mitzvahs.
Yeah, it seems to... Okay, fine. But this is talking about Evid Kanani, though. Which is different than Evid Ivri. Yeah.
You'd think even more so.
Yeah, no? Exactly.
No, Evid Kanani, we would think that maybe the Nachri would... Evid Ivri is a free person, really, when he's an Evid Ivri by a Jew. So he's just a worker. And Evid Kanani is really an Evid. So I would think they're stronger. Again, it could be the Nachri is going to treat them the same way. But at least the way we view an Evid Ivri versus an Evid Kanani, at least in our world, an Evid Ivri is just a worker for 6 years. Eved Kanani is mamish and Eved. So I don't know if that's going to transfer over to the Goyim as well. Mm-hmm. Okay. Gemara now says, Amar Mar, V'ein ha'ein isha v'ger konim Eved Ivri. They're not allowed to be konim Eved Ivri. Neima delo k'rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Why? The sign of the Brisa tells us that isha konim es ha'shvachos v'ein konim es ha'vadim. A woman can buy for herself a shivcha, but she cannot buy for herself an Eved. And Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, af konim es ha'vadim, he permits, say, isha even to buy avadim. Against what we said above. So we see that Rabban Shimon Gamliel cannot be the author of the statement above, because he does allow an isha to buy an Eved. So the Gemara says, no. Afil Tema Rabban Shimon Gamliel, even he could be the author above. Velokasha Kan Bevid Ivri, Kan Bevid Kanani. There's a difference. When it comes to an Eved Ivri, that's the case. Let's see, the Gemara will explain. Eved Ivri Tanila, Eved Kanani Paritzla. So what's the difference? An Eved Ivri is Tanua, an Eved Kanani, rather, is the Paritzla. It's not Tanua. So how does that fit in? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Tanila, Muchsak Tanuhu, Beinah. So Eved Ivri, he's a Yid, he's going to be Tanua. And Shim Mikalku Yachad, if something inappropriate happens between the two of them, Lo Yispar Legalos Hadavar, he's not going to expose what happened. Hilkach Asel Knosa, we don't trust them. So if something happens, no one's going to know about it, so she's not going to be scared of anything being known, so therefore we can't trust the Eved Ivri being in the house of the Isha. When it comes to a Eved Kanani, Paritzla, Vira, she's going to be scared, Lehafkir Lo, Esasma, that the Eved Kanani might expose something that they did inappropriately, so we could trust that an Eved Kanani could be in the house of an Isha, because nothing will be kept secret, and that will be enough of a fear factor for her that nothing inappropriate will be happening. So Ella, you think the opposite, because maybe Eved Ivri would be more careful on himself, but Eved Kanani wouldn't be as careful. But at the same time, everyone's human, so in the end, if something does happen, so fine. Gemara then says, Ella hadatani of Yosef arm lasa lo tar bikalva an almano, a widow cannot have a dog raised in her house. Lo tisha be bar be rav bushbiza, and she should also not have tamidim, bachim staying in her house either, right? Bar be rav, people from be rav from the base medrash bushbiza shouldn't be hosted in her house. So Bishma, I understand Bar Beirav Tanila, because if there's a young bacher who's learning yeshiva staying in her house and something inappropriate happens, he's going to keep it hidden. So that won't be a fear factor for her. So we can't allow that to happen. Ela Kalba, but a dog, if something inappropriate happens from the woman and the dog, came into Masich Bey Mirtasa, Amri came in there. So essentially, the what happens to the dog is with the woman, he's going to be following her wherever she goes now. And she's going to be scared that people are going to say, oh, why is the dog following me? It must be they know that something happened with me and the dog. So that's going to be enough of a fear factor to prevent anything from happening. And we should allow an almana to have a dog in her house. So Gemara says, no, Amri, kevin dechishadu le'umtza, masach basra, because if a person throws some meat to a dog, the dog's also going to like the owner very much. So Amri, inchi, people are going to say, mishum umtza, the reason why the dog's following this woman is because she feeds meat. The Shadilei Hu Demasach, feeding from meat, and not because they had been with each other. So therefore, since there are other ways around it, there's not enough of a fear factor, we do not allow an Amana to have a dog raised in her house. Ger Toshav Amor Linin Ribis, Mahi. So we mentioned above that there's a Ger Toshav that's mentioned in the context of Ribis. So what's that talking about, Mahi? What's the case? Dechsiv, the Pasuk says, V'chiyamuch Achicha, and when your brother is very poor, umati yado imach, and he extends his hand with you, vechazakta bo, and you hold on to, you strengthen it. Ger v'toshav v'chayimach, a ger and a toshav chayimach, and you help build them back up. Al tikach mito neshach v'taris, don't take when you help him, when you lend money to him to mati yado, you extend your hand to help him. Don't take from him ribis. The yurasam elkecha v'chayachicha imcha, and you should fear Hashem and let him live with you. So this what's referring to here, when it says ger here, it's referring to a ger toshav. So we see that when it comes to ger toshav, a pasuk says you're not allowed to give ribis to a ger toshav. So Gemara asks the question from yesterday's daf. Where minhi? Lovin mehenu malvin osan beribis. You could lend money on interest to them and also borrow from them on interest. V'chein beger toshav, you're allowed to. So the Mishnah clearly says ger toshav, you're allowed to deal with them beribis. But the drush above says even by ger toshav, you can't do ribis. So what is it? Samar of Nachman bar Yitzchak miksiv atikach meitam meito ksiv meyisrael. No, you misread the pasuk. You're right. Even though the ger toshav we're referring to there in the pasuk that you're supposed to help them out, when it goes on the second pasuk that says atikach meito, when don't take neshach from them, don't take atikach meitam, don't take from them all the above mentioned list of him and ger and toshav atikach meito. Only one of them you can't take ribbis from. You can't take ribbis from him Yisrael. But from the other ones mentioned, the Ger Toshav, who you're supposed to support and help out with a loan, you are allowed to take ribis from them. Hey, the Gemara now says in the last line here of the Amud here, Tanu Rabbanan al tikach meito neshach v'tarbis va'ata nasilo arif. You can't take ribis from a Yisrael, but you are able to be a co-signer on the document. So the Gemara says, arif leman, who are you being a co-signer for? Ilema arif Yisrael, if you're going to be a co-signer for Yisrael, that you're saying that this lobo doesn't pay, I'll step in and pay for him. V'hatanya, but that can't be permitted, because the Braisa tells us, we've seen this before, Elu Orim Belo Sase, the following individuals violate the Isser of being involved in Ribbis. Ha-Malve, Ha-Love, Ha-Arev, Ha-Edim. The bank, the borrower, the witnesses, and the co-signer all get an Isser. So that can't be a case where you're allowed to be a co-signer. Ela L'Nachri, you're allowed to be a co-signer for a Love, who's a Nachri. V'chevan, the Dinah, the Nachri, Dazel, Basa, Arve, Ihu, Niu, the Koshaka, Minei, Ribisa. Since in the world, the Gemara says now, since in the world of the Nachri, this is a question now. The Gemara says, wait a second. If you're being a co-signer for a Nachri, so Kevin de Dine de Nachri, since the halach of a Nachri is the Azal Basa Arva, the first person the Malva goes after is actually the co-signer. He's really the first guy you go after. Iu Niu de Kashaka Mine Ribsa. Turns out that the Arev is the one who's taking a Ribis from Yisrael. So the way it works is the bank is a Yid, the Malva is a Yisrael, and the Lov is a Nachri. Now I'm willing to be the Arev for the Nachri. So if he doesn't pay, I'll pay you back. Now the way it works in the world of the Nachrim is that the co-signer pays first. So now in the end, as the Arev, I'm paying the ribis to the bank, to the Jewish bank. So that's going to be a problem. That's not going to be allowed either. So Amar Rav Sheshes says, no, Shekiba alav ledun b'dinei Yisrael. It's where the Nachri was willing to take upon himself the halachas of the dinei Yisrael, which means that the Nachri as the Lovet pays first, and I'm just backing up in case he doesn't pay. Fine. So then the Gemara says, "I kiba alav ladun b'dinei Yisrael ribis nami lalishka." Wait a second. If he wanted to enter this agreement with all the halachas of Yisrael, that means it shouldn't be allowed for ribis either. Then, so you know, he says, "Amar Rav Sheshes shekiba alav lazuv lo kiba alav lazuv." He took upon himself dinei Yisrael lagave one halacha, not lagave the other halacha. Meaning what? He took upon himself the halacha that I'll pay first as a lover, and you don't go after the ari first. But I'm not taking upon myself the halacha of not collecting ribis. I'm willing to pay the ribis to the bank. And that's the scenario here where an Arev, a co-signer, would be allowed. You can co-sign a Lova Nachri even though he's going to be paying Ribis in the end of the day. Okay. Gemara now tells us, Malvi Yisrael Me'osav Shal Nachri Midas HaNachri V'chulei. We saw this back in the Mishnah that we say Yisrael can serve as a middleman of the person can lend out the money of a non-Jew to a Jew. As long as the Nachri is aware of this. So if I'm representing Bank of America, assuming the Bank of America is a non-Jewish corporation, so it has that entity, so I can represent the bank and give money to a Jew, to even though he's going to be paying interest to the Nachri, that's allowed since the Bank of America gave me permission, they're all well aware of it, that's all permitted. So the Gemara wants to know now, Tanur Rabbanan, quote to Braisa here, Malvi Yisrael Ma'osav Shal Nachri Midasa Nachri. A person, again, is allowed to lend out the money, a Jew can lend out the non-Jewish money to another Jew, as long as the non-Jew is aware of this. Avalo midas Yisrael. But you can't do this midas Yisrael. What does that mean? Ketad, how does that work? Midas Yisrael versus not. So Yisrael shalava melos min ha-Nachri. If a Yid borrows money from a Nachri, beribis, which is all that's permitted, you can pay interest to a Nachri. Ubike shalach ziram lo. Now we have to pay attention carefully here. Now the Yid's ready to pay up the money and the interest to the bank, to the non-Jewish bank. Now along the way, while he's going to return the money, give the ribis, Matzah Yisrael, Acher, another Yid finds him along the way and says, Amar, lo, Tineim li, give me that ribis. I need some money, give me the ribis. Vani ala lecha kiderach shata malalo. And I will pay the ribis eventually to the bank. So give me the money, it'll be a few weeks, and I'll make sure to pay the bank the ribis that you owe them. That would be usher to do. That's all usher. And just look at Rashi. Rashi says, usher to who? See, Rashi's around six narrow lines down. Also, dehu niu dekamoziv le ribis, because now it's an unclear case how to really understand this. But you're using ribis money that you're supposed to give to the Nachri. You're paying to the Yisrael now. You're lending to the Yisrael now. So how's this ribis again?
Because you're continuing to borrow from that original Nachri at ribis, and now you're just passing along the kinds of deal you got from that bank.
The guy, right.
So now where's the ribis being paid though?
He's paying me ribis so I can now pay back the bank ribis. I have more time to borrow from the bank at that 10% interest rate.
So the interest going up now. As long as I don't pay it back, it's still getting, it's increasing.
And I'm the, and I, this guy's going to pay me the ribbis. I'm ultimately going to have to pay back to the bank. Well, the bank's profiting at the end. But
even though I'm not keeping the money, since it's a stage where I lend him the $100 now, and then he's going to pay me back $120 afterward, even though that money's going to ultimately go over to the bank, still there was that stage where it went from me to him, or him to me. That's going to be a violation of ribbis. That's aser. But if they make this deal in front of the bank says, no, you can't give the money out to the Yisrael, and we'll pay continued interest, then it's all permitted because it's really being done for the Nachri, not for the Yid. So Rashi says something here. Rashi says, even though he's paying me with the understanding of the Nachri, because Yisrael is just serving as the Shliach of the Nachri. But since the Nachri is there and present or aware, he's viewed as the Nachri really and not as the Yisrael. Now, so to the opposite case here, Nachri shalava malos mi Yisrael. A Nachri borrows money from me beribis. Ubikesh lachazirim lo, he wants to now return the ribis to me. So matzi Yisrael acher. And along the way, the Nachri sees another Yid. Amar, the Yid says to them, tinimli, give me the money. Vani ala lacha kederach shatam ala lo mutter. And now we'll make a deal here, then I'll make sure to pay the bank everything in the end. That's mutter because it's really a deal between now the Nachri and this third party Yisrael. That's all permitted. But if they make this deal in front of the Yisrael, then this should be awesome because in essence, it's the bank, the Yiddish bank, giving this new lover, the Yisrael, really giving him the money, Beribis. So that would be Aser. It's a little bit complicated what's going on here. But look what Rashi says. Rashi says, Vim Hamido Eitel Yisrael Aser, if the bank Yisrael is present at the time we made this deal, that's Aser. Afa Pi Shekiblam Zem Yad Hanachi, even though it's really going through the hands of the Nachri, which is all permitted. Mishum Denachri Shliach Shel Yisrael V'Shluchol Sh'Adam Kamoso. And Nachri is serving as a Shliach of the bank, and we have the concept of Shluchol Sh'Adam Kamoso. Now, this is a problem because we really hold that Ein Shlichas LaNachri. We'll see the next Rashi in just a second there, but at this stage, we're assuming the Shliach, the Nachri, is serving as the representative of the bank, the Jewish bank, and that's why this is a problem. So Gemara now says, wants to understand these two cases of the Brisa. They're complex cases. Shabishma, I understand the say for the last case here, Lechumra, why we say if the Yisrael bank, the Jewish bank is present, it's us to do this. Rashi explains. Bishma Seifa, I understand the Seifa here. The Katani im hen mido etel Yisrael. If they made this agreement in front of the bank, the Jewish bank, Aser. Demashma shenochri zeh chashiv shluchel shel Yisrael chumra d'rabanhu l'meisar. So the fact that the bank is there, the Jewish bank is there, and the Nachri representative is there as well, it appears as if the Nachri is being the shliach and shluchel shel adam kamoso. And even though midaraisa we know as shliach ain't shlichas the Nachri, it's a chumra d'rabbanan that they asked here. Very important Rashi. I'll explain why it's very important in a second. But it's a chumra d'rabbanan that they asked it. Because Rashi says further, the ha'kaimlam, you hold in general, the shluchos sh'adam kamoso b'shalach Yisrael, b'shliach Yisrael nemar. Shlichas only works for Yisrael. Timi chuma garminan, the chuma is the source, b'perak sheni the kedushin. Atem gamatem l'rabba shluchachem, atem b'nei bris, afa shluchachem b'nei bris. Only person who's allowed to be a shliach is a b'nei bris, a Jew, as opposed to an Eved, as opposed to a Nachri. They're not allowed to be. So even though Rashi telling us, even though ain't shlichas l'nachri, even though that's the case, when it came to this world of ribbis and some other applications, it's a chumra midirbanan, we said that's aser for Yisrael to appoint a shliach. So that's why when we said the bank, the Jewish bank is present, and the Nachri and the Yisrael are making a deal on behalf of the bank, it's aser because of a chumra. And the reason why this Rashi is so important is because there is a Rashi, there's a big machlokas we've shown him why Amir La'akum is aser on Shabbos, in general for that matter. But the most times it comes up is on Shabbos. So different opinions because of inappropriate speaking, it might lead to doing an iser. But Rashi says in two places because of shlichus. So they all ask the question, what do you mean? Ain't shlichus the Nachri? How can Rashi say that there's shlichus when it comes to Nachri? Ain't shlichus the guy? So they quote this, one of the answers, they quote this Rashi in Bava Metzia, that even though Rashi agrees, ain't shlichus l'nachri on a deraisa level, mechumr midirabanan, we do aser using a shliach, using a goy for shliach. So just like it's aser here in the context of ribbis, it's also aser in amir l'akum to use a shliach, a nachri as a shliach, because of a chumra midirabanan. Okay, fine. So this all makes sense. I understand the Seifa case when all three parties are present, the Jewish bank is present, and then the Nachri borrower is present, and the other Yisrael is present. It looks like the Nachri is a shliach. So that's why it's awesome. And the Reisha, according to the Reisha, Kevim, the Ein Shlichas LaNachri. So now, this is again, you have to figure out how to read the Gemaras here. But since there's no Shlichas LaNachri, which means when the bank the bank is a goy, so a goy cannot appoint a shliach. When we are the mishaleach, so then lechumra, we say Nachwi cannot be my shliach. But when the mishaleach, the bank, is a Nachwi, then according to all opinions, even on chumra midrabanan, we always say ein shlichus lenachwi when the Nachwi is a mishaleach. So then, if that's the case, so the bank's a Nachwi, we don't care about that. If two Yidim are dealing with a certain case here, then even if the Nachwi, even if the bank is present, it should still be usur for the Yisrael to work for the Yisrael, because we don't view the Yisrael as being an agent for the bank, the non-Jewish bank. So even though, granted, he's taking the ribas, he's returning it back to the bank, the non-Jewish bank, in the end of the day, we don't view this as shlichas. And the moment the initial ribas is transferred from one yid to the other yid, that's a violation of ribas. So how can we permit that transfer of money to be good, even if the nachri is present, even though the bank is present, we just say, ein shlichas l'nachri. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna bar Manoach, Mishmei de Rav Acha, Brei de Rav Ika, Halcha b'may askinim, what's the case here? Kigon damar lei, henichim agave karka, bipater. The situation where he says, leave the money on the ground, then you're exempt. So that's what he did. So Rashi says, Hinicham agabi karka vipater v'chena. So that's what he did. V'nisham not lam Yisrael sheni. It wasn't where the first yid gave it to the second yid and handed it. He just dropped the money on the floor, as if it was hefker, and the second yid picked it up and handed it over to the bank. So since there's no real transfer of ribbis, it was just kind of like hefker, that would be permitted. And then the Gemara says, wait a second, if that's the case here, so then, Ihachi, Maile Meimer, what's a chiddush? That's so obvious. If you're mafkir money, which happens to be ribbis, but since it's hefker, you're not paying it to the Yisrael, certainly that's going to be permitted. So what he says is, Ella, Amra Papa, the situation, Kigon Shinato Venasim Biyad, it's where you handed it in Biyad. What does that mean, Biyad? So Rashi says, Kigon Shinasim Venasim Hanachi Biyad, Vikiblam in Harishim Venatan Lashani. It's where the Nachwi stepped in. And the Nachri took it from the first Yid and handed it to the second Yid. Since it went through the Nachri, it's not viewed as a direct payment of ribbis to the Yisrael, and that's why it's permitted here. So the Gemara says the same thing. What's a chiddush here? If you're paying the Nachri, then the Nachri pays the ribbis. So since it skipped a level, so it wasn't direct, certainly that's permitted as well. So the Gemara says, Mal, the same, what would you have thought to Nachri Gufe Kiyavid Adaita the Yisrael Kogamir? Since the Nachri here is serving as an agent on the Das of Yisrael, you would think that maybe it should be Aser as well as a Shliach. As Rashi says, Adaita the Dia Yisrael, Sherehu Heviu Etzlo Bahavi Nachri Shlucho, Venachmir Midirbanan Lemeser Kidmachrinam Besefa, right? The Rashi is invoking that same concept that you should say that even though in general Ein Shlichas Lagai, Midirbanan were Machmir, so here too as well. So it says Kamashalam, we're saying here, not true. The Nachri here, who's serving as a middleman, is not serving as the agent here. He's serving just as an acceptance of ribbis, and then he decides to hand the money over to the Yisrael Hasheni. Okay, there's a long tosis here in Ritva. There's a lot of discussion how to read this Gemara. This one read of Rashi would be enough. It's good enough for now. Now comes along Ravashi. Ravashi says, Amar ki aminan ein shlichas hanachri hani mili b'tshuma. The only time we say that there's no shlichas for nachri is only in the world of a tshuma. Aba b'chol ha-tar kula yeh shlichas hanachri. But everywhere else, we do acknowledge there being shlichas for a nachri. But the Gemara says, how could you bring Ravashi as an answer? V'har Ravashi b'vrusa or b'dusa, he's a mistake. We find many places in Shas where Ravashi says things and we say b'dusa, he's a mistaken. Why? Ma'isha the tshuma. Why only tshuma is there shlichas for nachri? Dichsivatem gamatem. The pasuk says you and you. What do you mean gamatem? Ma'atem b'nei bris. Af shluchachem b'nei bris. They have to be just like you. You're shlichem. So shlichas dechal Torah kula. Nami mitshuma you got gamirale. And what's the source of all shlichas in the entire Torah? Tshuma is the source. So just like tshuma requires b'nei bris to be a shluchim, so to call Torah kula requires b'nei bris to be shluchim. So Ella, therefore, we see Rav Ashi, Berusa or Bedusi, he's mistaken, and we're not goris Rav Ashi. Ikadami, others present Rav Ashi slightly differently. Ikadami, Amar Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says, Ki arminan ein shlichas lenachri, hani mile inu lididan. When do we say there's no shlichas for nachri? That's only when it comes to them for us. They cannot represent us. But us for them, for us to be their shluchim, so then you would think it would work. The havina lo shliach would be a good shlichas. So the Gemara says, V'had Rav Ashi berusi. Isn't Rav Ashi incorrect? Why? Maishna inu ledidan. Why could they not be our shluchim? Delo dichsiv atem gamatem. The rabba shluchachem, atem b'nei bris, af shluchachem b'nei bris. So anin lididu nami. So we to them also can't be shluchim because of the same content. Ma'atem b'nei bris kamar. Then ma'atem is going back on whether we're the mishalach or we're the shliach. It goes both directions. we cannot serve as shluchim for them, they can't be serve as shluchim for us. So therefore we see from this as well, Elaha, the Rav Ashi, Rusi, Rav Ashi, is really incorrect. So we're throwing out Rav Ashi entirely.
What about working for a bank as a lender?
As a lender for the
working
bank?
For Bank of America.
Right, so that's not your money. That's a case, you're not serving as a shliach, it's not your own money that you're getting. You're just collecting on their behalf. Not as a shliach per se, but just as a worker for them. Okay, let's just do this next few lines. We'll stop on the top of Amin Beis, on Ayin Beis rather. Gemara says, Ravina Amar, Yehid shlichas lenachu leslei. Granted, there's no shlichas when it comes to a goy, but zechiyah midirabban islei. On a dirabban level, they have a zechiyah. What does that mean? So Rashi says, zechiyah midirabban islei, sheyehe Yisrael zochel etzarach nachu. Yisrael, even though he can't be a shliach, he can be zochel on their behalf. Hilkach, therefore, hahu Yisrael zochelei midirbanan b'halvazum Yisrael sheni. So this Yisrael can be zochel on behalf of the bank from the other Yisrael. So this is your question. I can represent the Bank of America to collect money from you, even though there's no shlichus lagoy. I can't be his representative. I can still be zochel on behalf of the bank. So the Gemara says, how do you know that that's true? Midei dehavei katan, the Gemara says, no different than the katan. Katan lav afagav du leshli shlichus. Even though we know a katan has no shlichus, islei zechiyah midirban. They are able to be zocha things. You can be zocha things to a katan. So even though a katan cannot appoint me to be shliach, I can pick something up to be zocha on his behalf on a dirban level. So achanami loshna. Here too, there's no difference. Even though I cannot, as a Yisrael, I can't be a shliach of the bank, I can be zocha on their behalf midirban. And the Gemara says, lohi, you can't bring a proof from a katan. Why? Because Yisrael asi lechal shlichus. Akam lo asi lechal shlichus. The reason why he can be zocher for katan is because eventually the katan is going to be a gadol, it'll be Yisrael. So he's in the parsha of zechiyah. But it comes to Akim, who's never in the parsha of shlichus at all. So then you cannot serve to be his zechiyah. Now this last thing Gemara seems to assume whether or not zachin mitam shlichus or not. That's part of the underlying idea here. But in the end, it sounds like the fact that they bring shlichus as a disproof for zechiyah sounds like they conclude that zechus is mitam shlichus. Okay, all right, we'll stop here. But as you know, this clearly is a very important Gemara for understanding.